This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you direct from Nashville, Tennessee, Music Row. I have the honor today to be sitting with Taylor Made. Thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. The Nashville Music Guide appreciates it.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
So when was your first trip to Nashville?
Wow, it's been
2004.
And you came up here doing the same exact thing, or did you come here for, in a different configuration when you first came?
It was a complete different configuration, actually. We came down as a I-79 was the name of our band, and we got a lower Broadway gig, and we come to town with stars in our eyes and went back and regrouped for what the business really is.
In Nashville, talent is a given. You better be. Right? That's what you find out when you get to Nashville. So, in looking at your promo, you actually formed to do this as a trio just recently. I mean, really not that long ago, right?
True. We're siblings, Brian, Wendy, and I'm Greg. And we grew up singing together. We grew up in a small Pentecostal church, and there were seven siblings, and we grew up singing when the little blue-haired ladies used to have to help us hold the microphone. You know, we were that small. So we've been singing together our whole lives, and we put together the trio idea for the Colgate Country Showdown back in West Virginia.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so we won the local competition there, and then it just built from there. Some people wanted to hear us, and then one of Dale Morris' associates was in West Virginia and heard us do a benefit concert. He brought us down. Our second trip to Nashville was to record at the Fireside Studios, and then we met Dale after that and worked with Dan Mitchell, and here we are.
Well, you're with good folks with that crew, for sure.
Thank you.
You've opened up for Sugarland, Randy Travis, Charlie Daniels, Heidi Newfield, Randy Owens, and others. So you all work, but you're also touring as much as you can?
Yes. Yeah, fairs and festivals mainly, and anything we can get, any gig.
Yeah. Oh, no, I
anytime
understand.
We get to sing or play, we love it.
The fact that you're family members, you find that works good for you on the road when you're out traveling like that? You all know each other good enough to stay out of each other's way?
Actually, it's just the opposite of that. It's nice it's nice to know that I can say exactly what I think or what I feel to either one of them, and 10 minutes from now it's forgotten.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nice.
Yeah.
But we're not afraid to say it.
And I have on more than one occasion.
Sister Wendy traveling with two big brothers, so she's pretty verbal. She has to be to survive.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to be pretty thick-skinned.
So what is your next plans? What's the plan now? What do you do next? You've been in the studio. You've had a lot of success in independent radio. Your last single, Heavy Duty Beauty, went to 51 in Music Row, number one in Indie World Country on DMP Records, which is Dale Morris's label. Your new single is Quiet Kind of Crazy that you sing.
I do.
And that song was written by one of your band members, is that what you said?
It was written by our lead player, Dan Bailey. And that song, when we first heard it, it really struck a nerve and meant a lot to us. We were raised by a single mom, and it's obviously a song about a single mom. And there was a time when I was a single mom, and it's a really hard place to be at times. And the support that you get, you never know where it's going to come from. It can come from someone that's been through that, or it can come from your big brothers who are just there to help you.
Right.
And that song can mean so much to those that have supported or those that need it supported, you know. So that's why I wanted to sing that song.
Well, you all live the life. I mean, you all have your regular jobs. You're with the police department, is that?
Yes, sir. I've been a West Virginia state trooper for about 20 years. Brian drives a concrete truck. Wendy runs a business back home. And, yeah, we're very, very hard workers.
Has he ever gave you a ticket?
No, he can't catch
me. The day ain't over yet.
He just wishes he could catch me.
Well, when you tour, if someone came to see your show tonight, when you go on stage, what is your band? How is there four of you, five of you, the three of you?
We're eight-piece.
Eight-piece?
Yes, sir.
And but the three of us are up front. Mm-hmm.
And what's it consist of? What's the instrumentation?
We have a drummer, bass guitar, lead guitar, keyboard, steel guitar, rhythm acoustics, and three-part harmony vocal. That's our hook is our sibling harmony.
Oh, well, sure. Well, you do it real well.
Thank you.
I've been listening to your music, man, that it's definitely has its own uniqueness to it, but it's got that the warmth to it of family, you know, you feel that.
And a lot of practice.
Yeah, and the songs you're singing, too, you are living life just like anybody else and just, you know, writing about real life.
We had said this earlier, you know, we're we're real people singing real songs about real subjects.
Right.
And that's how we feel about it.
And that's real evident in your music.